Well, there's also another interesting thing that I said the electronics is open source because at the heart of this printer, there is something I really attach to, this Arduino board. So the motherboard that sort of powers this printer is a project I've been working on for the past 7 years. It's an open source project. I work with these friends of mine that I have here. So the five of us, two Americans, two Italians, and a Spaniard, with, you know, it's a worldwide project. So we came together in this design institute called the Interaction Design Institute, REA, which was teaching interaction design, this idea that you can take design from the simple shape of an object and you can move it forward to design the way you interact with things. Well, when you design an object that's supposed to interact with a human being, if you make a phone model of a mobile phone, it doesn't make any sense. You have to have something that actually interacts with people. So we worked on Arduino and a lot of other projects there to create platforms that would be simple for our students to use so that our students could just build things that worked. But they don't have 5 years to become an electronics engineer. We have 1 month. So how do I make something that even a kid can use? And actually, with Arduino, we have kids like Sylvia that you see here that actually makes projects with Arduino. I have 11-year-old kids stop me and show me like stuff they built for Arduino that's really scary to see the capabilities that kids have when you give them the tools.